Hi, David Mould here. I'm actually at an airport and I'm using WhatsApp to record this message. So if you hear anything in the background, anything coming in over the speakers or around me, I'm not in a studio. I'm simply sitting in an airport waiting on a flight and thought I would at least get this off to you. Listen, recently one of my staff members took me to task for not including some of the work that we're doing in Jamaica on the mission field there. She's hearing so much about Iran and Daniel 9:25. She thinks I've been neglecting sharing with you what's going on the mission field. And that being the case, I'm going to forward to you a note she sent to me with the hope that this little presentation might make an impact on your heart. Okay? Here she is.
Good morning, Mr. Mould. I don't wish to bypass my boundary, but I can't help but to wonder why not include in your newsletters the greater need of the other undertakings of the ministry. I mean, you have committed to scholarship here, committed to scholarship there, different students in universities here in Jamaica. And I know the burden that is present for the ministry. It's not just you're wanting to produce and share the on the prophecy Daniel 9:25. I'm in support of that. But I know we live in a world where there are individuals with justifiable reasons who, either for fear being the reason or something else, might not necessarily be interested in supporting the project to travel to these places, that they might worry you'll get hurt in going. Why not include the other needs? I mean, education is a passion for me, health is a passion for me, and I do know that you have and continue to support and undertake the financial weight of the scholarship for the university students, the two that I'm aware of, as well as to assist with food and healthcare for, not healthcare as in a hospital, but in terms of ensuring that individuals are cared for so that they don't become ill. That's also something that the ministry does. So why not share this with your subscribers so that individuals can choose which project they want to contribute to, or which arm of the ministry they want to give their support to. Somebody might be willing to support the academic outreach arm of the ministry and might not be interested in supporting the Iran trip and this and that. So I think you're doing very good with sharing where your heart is in reaching others through prophecy and sharing and making things plain for us to see. I do appreciate that, but I think it is also necessary for your subscribers to know that LRL Ministry has arms like an octopus touching lives in different areas, and it's not just in producing videos and sharing the word. You touch lives through meals, through helping with education and other things. And I think that part being missing is not good. I'm not intending to be rude. I just felt like I needed to say it, and I hope you will take it as I intended for it to be received. Bye.
Well, there you have it. She overcame whatever fear she might have had, and she just said it. She said what needed to be said, and I think she's speaking from her heart, and she has made a worthy point. So I would just ask you, listen carefully again, if need be, to what she said. The ministry is in need of funds other than funds for the Daniel 9:25 project. Okay, we haven't forgotten the great controversy either. And I think you'll see the fruit of our various trips in the book that we'll be producing. But for right now, overseas, mission field, that's if you would consider something there. I do have one student in particular. She's one of two university students. The other one is going to be working for a year. But this student going to a teacher's college, and I need to raise about $1,500 for tuition for her for this second semester for the year. All right, if you can help in that area, I'd greatly appreciate it. God bless you. You know how to reach us. Bye-bye now.